Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as well as Bitcoin's daily transactions reaching new record highs. Also, breaking news, Japanese public company Metaplanet just bought $6.25 million worth of Bitcoin. Game theory playing out in real time. Also, Pantera Capital seeks $1 billion for a new crypto fund. I'll be breaking down this latest report, as well as breaking news, Consensus files a lawsuit against the SEC and commissioners over Ethereum regulation. And quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, in my expert opinion, as former licensed broker dealer and inventor of virtual currencies and prediction markets with U.S. patent 5950176, I state categorically Ethereum is a security. We'll also be discussing Epic Sat Mine from the fourth Bitcoin halving block sells for a whopping $2.1 million. We'll also be discussing persistent inflation will be the key in Bitcoin's bull run to 200,000 per coin, according to this crypto fund manager. And speaking of bullish price predictions, violent to the upside, this catalyst will send Bitcoin to explode by up to 1,486%, says Strike CEO Jack Maulers. I'll be breaking down his $1 million Bitcoin price prediction. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1621. I'm your host, JV, and it's April 26, 2024, 4 days away from the official launch of the ETFs out of Hong Kong, both spot Bitcoin ETF and Ether ETFs are coming. So let's freaking go. But let's kick it off with our market watch, as we do each and every day. A shout out to the Rumble fam. You can see Bitcoin correcting, but maintaining above 63,500. We have Ether correcting, maintaining above 3,100, while Solana, XRP, Cardano, and AVAX all correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're sitting at a 2.35 trillion market cap with 71 billion worth of volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance at 53.5%, with the Ether dominance at 16.2%. My question for the chat, how high do you think the Bitcoin dominance will likely climb for the cycle? Can you see 60, 70%? I'd love to know your honest thoughts. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, not much in the green, so very modest gains. We got BitTorrent up 4%, NEO up 4%, and Litecoin up 3.5%. Now, which altcoins are you guys most bullish on for this particular bull run for this season? Holla at your boy. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get that visual perspective on the daily. Safe to say roughly 90% of the top alt correcting and in the red. And zooming out on the month, we got pretty hefty corrections overall for the altcoin market, barely anything in the green. And checking out the crypto greed and fear index, today we're a solid 70, which is greed. Yesterday, 72. Last week, 66. And last month, an 83. In extreme greed. So there you have it, my crypto fam. How do you think this April monthly close will likely go, as we only have a few more days left in the month? Holla, let me know. Let's kick it off next with some TA and check out some of the charts of what's popping. Bitcoin daily transactions reach new record high, surpassing 926,000 on the day, driven by growing interest in runes, which is also, congesting the blockchain at the same time, increasing the prices for the average transaction. So as you can see here, the transactions reached a new all-time high on the Bitcoin network of 926,842 transactions just 3 days after the Bitcoin halving. And I got to give a quick shout out to Lisa Brault for contributing and becoming a member of the HODL gang for 3 months. My 3 month membership in this awesome community. Respect, Lisa. I greatly appreciate your support. Shout out to all the HODL gang members, HODL gang, HODL gang, HODL gang, as well as MicroStrategy. Grayscale, and Satoshi. We appreciate all the support of the channel we can get. So respect, Lisa. Long live the king. Bitcoin amassed over 926,000 daily transactions April 23rd, surpassing the previous high of over 731,000 transactions reached December 2023, according to Glassnode data. As you can see here, the record daily transaction count occurred 3 days after the Bitcoin halving on 420, which coincided with the launch of the Bitcoin Runes, the new protocol for issuing NFTs on the Bitcoin network. Runes make up the lion's share of transactions on Bitcoin, accounting for 68% of all Bitcoin transactions. Investors have executed a total of 3.6 million runes-related transactions, according to Dune. Now, while runes may not remain the dominant token standard of the Bitcoin network, they are a testament to the value of block space on Bitcoin, according to the co-founder and CEO, Atera Wolf. Quoting them here, runes and ordinals are demonstrating the value of the block space. The Bitcoin network is the most decentralized, secure, and robust network that exists. So there will be use cases and value derived from that block space. Now, despite the record transaction count, the Bitcoin price remains subdued at now under 64,000 as Bitcoin fell over 9% on the monthly chart, according to CoinMarketCap data, as outlined here in the one-day chart. Now, the real opportunity for Bitcoin runes may only come in a few months. That's right. While runes generated significant interest in the Bitcoin community, the real market opportunity may only come months after the first wave of investors hype subsides, according to the synonymous decentralized finance researcher, Ignis, who wrote the following. Runestone, RSIC, and PUPS are already pumping, promising hodlers shiny new rune token airdrops, and FOMO threads are a-coming. But like the NFT frenzy post-JPEG reveal, the market could soon cool off. So due to their initial lack of utility, runes could trade akin to volatile meme coins directly after the launch. So there you have it, family. And now breaking news out of Japan. A Japanese public company by the name of Metaplanet just bought $6.25 million worth of Bitcoin as the game theory continues around the world. Bring it, family. I love it. More Bitcoin adoption followed by more Bitcoin adoption. But what are your thoughts surrounding the runes and the NFTs on the Bitcoin blockchain? And are you guys bullish on any of these meme coins, on Bitcoin specifically? Holla, let me know. But anyways, next story of the day, we're going to discuss this new $1 billion fund from Pantera Capital. Let's break this baby down. Digital asset investment manager Pantera Capital is reportedly looking to raise more than $1 billion for a new fund that offers investors exposure to a full spectrum of blockchain-based assets, slated for an April 2025 launch, so in one more year. The Pantera Fund 5 is set to serve as the firm's all-in-one fund, a slight change attuned from its existing liquid token fund, early stage token fund, Bitcoin fund, and venture funds. Damn, they got a lot of funds, which offer a more specific investment focus. The fund requires a minimum $1 million allocation from qualified investors. So I guess we would consider them the whales or high net worth individuals. The first close is scheduled for April 1st, 2025. Limited partners will need to contribute a minimum of $25 million, good Lord, according to the April 25th report from Bloomberg. I mean, who's just sitting on $25 million right now? Startup equity, early stage tokens, and liquid tokens are among the asset types that would be included in the Pantera Fund 5, according to Pantera's website. Now, the Pantera maintains a total 5.2, or Pantera maintains a total of 5.2 billion in assets under management across its four existing funds. So a 1 billion raise would be the largest for the crypto industry since May of 2022, when Silicon Valley-based venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz raised a record-setting $4.5 billion. Now, VC firm Paradigm is also reportedly negotiating a raise of up to 850 million for new crypto fund, which combined with Pantera would signal that more institutional capital is coming back into the sector following the market rebound in 2023. Now, last week, venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz announced it raised $7.2 billion to invest in several technology-focused sectors, including GameFi and AI. However, its $4.5 billion crypto-focused fund did not receive any additional capital. Meanwhile, Pantera has doubled down on GameFi platform Infinity Gods, exclusively taking its 8 million Series A round on April 25th, the firm revealed in a statement, as shared here on X. "We've been extremely impressed with the Infinity Gods team since we first met, and they continue to deliver on popular titles like King of Destiny, Infinity Merge, and Immortal Siege." I mean, so there you have it. Now, over $3.5 billion in funds have poured into the crypto industry, raised across 604 funding rounds so far this year in 2024. If the current trend continues, this year's funding is on track to clear the $9.3 billion raised in 2023 by a considerable margin, according to Root Data. Despite the recent uptick, venture capital funding is still far off previous highs in 2021-2022. We saw a respective $31 billion and $29 billion raise. How many of you remember the previous cycle? You know what I mean? These gaming coins and such were going pretty wild. Do you think they're going to come back along with the NFT market for this particular bull? Holla and let me know. And let me know if you're bullish on Pantera, Pantera Capital, or any of these specific games they're referencing. Let's discuss the latest with the SEC versus Consensus. Consensus launched a lawsuit against the SEC, which is actually quite interesting. Software development company Consensus filed a lawsuit against the SEC and its five commissioners over claims they plan to regulate ETH as a security. In the April 25th filing, which was yesterday in the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of Texas, Consensus, alleged the SEC orchestrated a campaign to seize control over the future of cryptocurrency with enforcement actions aimed at regulating Ether as a security. The company cited the SEC's record, referring to the chair Gensler's statements of declaring ETH was not a security as early as 2018, warning of the potential ramifications of the commission changing its position after firms had built businesses based on regulatory precedent. Quoting them here, "The SEC's unlawful seizure of authority over ETH would spell disaster for the Ethereum network and for Consensus," said the filing. "Every holder of ETH, including Consensus, would fear violating security laws if he or she were to transfer ETH on the network, and the ability of anyone new to acquire ETH to use Ethereum's repository of decentralized applications and services would be extinguished. This would bring use of the Ethereum blockchain in the US to a halt, crippling one of the internet's greatest innovations." And here's a look of what the, you know, lawsuit looks like here. Now, Consensus alleged the SEC trained its sights on the firm's MetaMask wallet software, which allows users to self-custody ETH and other cryptocurrencies. The company said in the filing they received a Wells notice from the SEC April 10th, warning of potential enforcement actions related to its MetaMask swaps and MetaMask staking products. It added the SEC said in a phone conference that Consensus was operating as an unregistered broker dealer. Now, I feel this is way overreaching. They're ultimately deeming the wallet in which Consensus produced, which is MetaMask, to be an unregistered broker dealer, which hints they're going to come after self-custody. They're trying to make it illegal. Very interesting. No Claire Gare. Now, though the lawsuit specifically named all five SEC commissioners in their official capacity, it also targeted Gensler's inconsistent statements on ETH. The SEC chair ducked questions on whether ETH was under the commission's regulatory reach in April 2023 hearing, despite saying in 2018, when he was the university professor, that Ether was not a security. So which is it? No Claire Gare. So according to Consensus, the firm received three subpoenas in 2023 regarding requests for information related to acquisitions, holdings, and sales of ETH. The company reiterated that the SEC's ongoing efforts to classify Ether as a security pull the rug out from firms attempting to operate in good faith with regulatory guidelines. It requested official relief by having a court declaring ETH is not a security under the Securities Act and that Consensus sales of ETH are not sales of securities. Now, Consensus filed the lawsuit in Texas, where the company maintains a headquarters in Fort Worth. The state's federal districts have been a bit of a hot spot for crypto-related legal matters. April 23rd, the Blockchain Association and Crypto Freedom Alliance of Texas sued the SEC SEC over expansion efforts and its dealer rule. And in February, the Texas Blockchain Council and Riot Platforms filed a lawsuit over information on energy usage from crypto miners. Now, though the SEC had not filed a lawsuit against Consensus at this time, a Wells notice can sometimes be a sign that the commission plans to bring an enforcement action. That's right. The SEC has ongoing civil cases against Coinbase, Binance, and Ripple, and recently wrapped up in a trial and an action against Terraform Labs and Doquan. So there you go. What are your thoughts on all of this? Max Kaiser says, in my expert opinion, as a former licensed broker dealer and inventor of virtual currencies and prediction markets, U.S. patent 5950176, I state categorically that ETH is a security. So how do you think the SEC will deem Ethereum? Now, here's one thing I do know. Consensus and the founders of ETH work very closely with government and regulators. So this may all be smoke and mirrors with a predetermined, outcome. I'd love to know your thoughts on all of this. I'm sure you've heard of ETHgate. We've covered it before. Also, James O'Keefe shared something more recently, which I retweeted and highly recommended everyone check out regarding ETHgate. So if you don't know, now you know. And speaking of Gensler,
what is it about Bitcoin that causes you to conclude it is not a security?
Well, there's no group of individuals in the middle.
Right, it's decentralized.
There's no group of individuals in the middle.
Right.
That are.
My point is, it is not reasonable to fail to provide clarity.
I know, Gary, it's unacceptable. I thought Congress already tore you a new a-hole, right? No diddy.
The biggest crypto failure in history is probably FTX at $9 billion.
Gary did a great job protecting us from the largest failure in financial history and protecting all the investors. Thank you, Gary.
Were you the chairman of the SEC when FTX collapsed?
Yes.
And how many times did you meet with FTX prior to their
collapse? 2,341 times, sir. But on record, I'm going to say at least twice.
I think my public record shows two.
You met it with FTX.
I think my public record shows two. That means 10,000 times. I may be exaggerating a little, but you get my point.
At least twice. And arguably, the second biggest crypto failure in history was Terra Luna.
Thank God he protected us from that one. Oh, wait a minute.
Who was the chairman of the SEC when Terra Luna collapsed, sir?
We had brought...
You were, sir, reclaiming my time.
But anyways, let's discuss this Satoshi, which sold for $2.1 million. You can't make this ish up. Epic Sat Mine from the fourth Bitcoin halving block sells for $2.1 million. Bring it. The Epic Sat, an exceptionally rare Satoshi mine from the fourth halving block, sold for 33.3 biddies worth $2.13 million. How many of you would love to buy a Satoshi that historic for 33 biddies? Let me know. Now, the sale of the Satoshi, the smallest unit of Bitcoin, as we know, one Bitcoin is divided by 100 million Satoshis, which hypothetically means by the time a Satoshi is valued at one US dollar, each Bitcoin will be valued at $100 million. Let that one sink in. This took place on the crypto exchange CoinEx Global, April 25th, yesterday, 5 days after one of its partners, Bitcoin Mining Pool via BTC, mined it in a block, 840,000, April 20th. The auction commenced April 22nd, saw 34 bids before an unidentified bidder won ownership rights to the Epic Sat with Sat number, good Lord, I don't even know how to read that number, it's too large. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 commas, though. The next closest competitor bid 20 Bitcoin for the rare Sat. The auction had concluded successfully, with the first and only Epic Sat selling for 33.3 BTC, which is more than $2.1 million. This auction isn't just a bidding event. It marked the community recognition, media attention, and widespread embrace of Bitcoin. Now, an Epic Sat refers to the first Satoshi mined and the first new Bitcoin halving block. Given there has been four halvings, only four of these rare Sats exist. These Sats are allocated with a unique sequence number under the ordinals number system, which is based on mining timestamps. Now, as there are 100 million Sats in a Bitcoin, an ordinary Satoshi is currently priced at 0.00065 cents. But certain sats have special meaning within the Bitcoin ecosystem. Quoting them here, given that Satoshis are assigned unique identifiers, they inherently possess higher collectible value. As periodic events occur within the Bitcoin network, some more frequently than others, scarcity is naturally promoted. Bitcoin ordinals explorers like OrdaScan and Ordinal Hub can be used to find out whether a Bitcoin wallet owns a rare sat. By verifying the exact UTXO and output number, users that own a rare sat can then transfer it into an Ordinals supported wallet. Now, via Bitcoin Mine, the fourth halving block 840,000 at noon April 20th, it received a new block subsidy of 3.125 Bitcoin, in addition to an eye-popping 37.6 Bitcoin and reward fees. Not too shabby. That's worth 2.4 million at this time. The next Bitcoin halving event is expected to occur sometime in 2028 at block 1,050,000, which will be seeing mining rewards halve to 1.5625 BTC. Now, there you have it. How many of you would ever ponder purchasing a Satoshi for $2.1 million? If you had the sats to do so, just curious, let me know. And let me know your thoughts on that. Let's discuss a $200,000 target, followed by the latest from the Strike CEO Jack Maulers and his 1 million Bitcoin price prediction for this cycle, yo. That's right. But let's start with this 200K prediction. Persistent inflation will be the key in the Bitcoin run to 200 Gs, baby. That's right. Bitcoin price surged throughout 2024, fueled by the launch of several spot Bitcoin ETFs and the asset fundamentals' role as a store of value. The interest in Bitcoin is expected to persist, particularly in the U.S. government's continued high-spending interest rate policy discussions prevail, suggested Grayscale researcher, director Zach Pandel. Quoting him here, we expect persistent inflation and unsustainable budget deficits to contribute to continued demand for store of value assets like Bitcoin. Predicting the future value of Bitcoin remains challenging due to the multiple underlying variables in play. Yet Jupiter Zhang, partner at Hashkey Capital's liquid fund, sees significant potential for growth, suggesting Bitcoin can possibly hit 200,000 per bitty by the end of the year. Quoting him here, low prediction will be $100,000. I dig it. Medium one, 140 G's. And high prediction, $200,000 by the end of 2024. He shared in a recent interview. The positive impact of the ETFs of the crypto market has made crypto investments more accessible and appealing to a broader audience. And over the long term, Bitcoin's price behavior will start to mirror that of traditional assets, such as equity and gold. This could potentially lead to more stable growth and integration into mainstream investment portfolios. Now, we also have venture capitalist Tim Draper, who predicted Bitcoin will triple in value in 2024 due to the inflows into the ETFs and the impact of the Bitcoin halving. Draper expressed optimism about Bitcoin's trajectory in an interview with Cointelegraph at Paris Blockchain Week more recently, reflecting his earlier predictions and suggesting a possible rise to $250,000 per Bitcoin by year's end, given the positive signs he observes in the market. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the billionaire venture capitalist. The introduction of the spot Bitcoin ETFs in the U.S. has significantly revived interest in capital investment into the king crypto. The investment products have opened up a new avenue for Bitcoin curious investors who might be daunted by the prospect of holding Bitcoin in self-custody and serve as a hedge against devaluing fiat currencies, according to Draper. Now, even the worst case scenario is not too late to buy Bitcoin. For real, while historical halving events offer some insight, the current situation presents a novel scenario, with ETFs introducing more volatility to the crypto prices due to the fluctuating demand. Bitcoin's recent volatility suggests the market is adjusting to the new supply and demand dynamics, particularly with the global introduction of the spot ETFs that could significantly increase Bitcoin's demand in the upcoming months, potentially driving up the Bitcoin price. On the flip side, these investments could cause more volatility as investors can move in and out of the funds more easily than they can with self-custody. Quoting Zhang here, our current model price is 90 Gs. A more bullish scenario, 125,000. And a bearish one is $50,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with some of that sentiment. I'm going to give you one more quote. The key factors are the spot Bitcoin ETF net inflows, the Fed interest cut late this year, and the 2024 halving, which is creating more imbalance of demand and supply. So there you have it, crypto fam. What are your thoughts on that 200,000 price prediction and some of the other predictions for some of the analysts? Holla. But now let's dive into our feature story of the day. Violent to the upside. This catalyst will send Bitcoin to explode by up to 1,486%, says Strike CEO Jack Maulers. So let's break down this latest prediction from Jack. Here you go. CEO of Bitcoin's Lightning Network wallet, Strike. And I'm curious, how many of you are using the Strike wallet for Lightning payments? Let me know in the chat. Maulers is predicting that the flagship crypto reach a seven-figure price during the current cycle. Got my attention. Mahler says in an appearance in the David Lin YouTube channel that the efforts to save the bond market can lead to a looser monetary policy, consequently triggering Bitcoin to appreciate by between 297% and 1,486% from the current level. Now we're talking, quoting Mahler's here. The bond market is in trouble for really arguably the first time in modern financial history. Bondholders are getting absolutely demolished and crushed. Now who owns bonds? All of our banks. So our bank deposits aren't even there because the bonds that were purchased with my deposits are underwater. And so if central banks and governments are going to try and save that market, the amount of liquidity that's needed is going to send assets very high. So if that happens, it is impossible to speculate on an asset as scarce as Bitcoin. But I think $250,000 to $1 million is the imagination I have in that range of just how big this can get. And that's based on all the liquidity that's going to be required to make this market solvent. So that's his prediction for this cycle, family. $250,000, bear scenario. $1 million, bull scenario. Does it sound familiar? My bear scenario for this cycle is $222,000. My bull scenario is $750,000. Pretty similar. Now, according to the Strike CEO, the price is the most accurate key performance indicator concerning Bitcoin adoption, as he shares here. What price tells me is a rather accurate measurement of how much of the world is using Bitcoin as money. And so I expect more of the world to take on Bitcoin as money, whether it be for any form of use case or value to them, because it is so appealing in solving so many different problems. So I expect the adoption of Bitcoin as a monetary unit to go up. And then against the dollar in particular and other fiat currencies, I expect it to be violent to the upside. Violence to the upside equals peace and harmony and love and prosperity for the rest of the world. You already know. Put any country on a Bitcoin standard and you'll see what happened, just like with El Salvador, thy savior. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Jack Maulers and his bullish price prediction of Bitcoin hitting between $250,000 and $1 million per coin for this particular cycle. And to watch this actual interview he did making the bullish prediction, check the show notes below the video and in the description. And let's discuss a little further this $1 million Bitcoin price action, shall we? Now, obviously, this cycle, things are a lot different than all the previous cycles that come before us. For the first time in Bitcoin history, we overtook the previous all-time high pre-halving, the three previous halvings before the most recent. We have never seen that. It was always proceeding after the halving. We break out and reach the new cycle high. So that's clearly different. We also have the institutional adoption, which never existed 4 years ago on the previous cycle, since we had the ETF inflows go live officially January 11th of this year. We now have the Hong Kong ETFs going live in like four more days. That's going to bring more institutional adoption. And then we have more institutes, you know what I mean, getting into Bitcoin, whether directly or indirectly. Many of the largest asset managers in the world are already, you know what I mean, diversified into Bitcoin. For example, BlackRock being the largest with over $10 trillion in assets under management. They now hold over 272,000 Bitcoin, and it took them 3 months. MicroStrategy, the first publicly traded company to put the biddies on the balance sheet by their fearless leader, Mike Saylor. They already have over 220,000 Bitcoin. It took them 4 years to accomplish that. So BlackRock just achieved in literally 3 months what took MicroStrategy more than 4 years. Also, collectively, just the 10 ETF issuers out of the United States, they now collectively hold over 850,000 Bitcoin. And Coinbase is the custodian on virtually all of them except Fidelity, which is the only asset manager actually doing self-custody, which is interesting. But a lot is happening right now. There's a very finite, limited supply of the Bitcoin. The majority of the Bitcoin supply is in the hands of the long-term hodlers and the whales. The smart money is accumulating because they're smart money. We all know what is about to occur. We just had the halving a few days ago. Typically, after the halving, Bitcoin goes on a run up anywhere from, up to 18 months after. We may hit the all-time high for the cycle. A lot of speculation. Some say we can hit that this year. Some say this could be the super cycle, considering things are much different. For example, previous cycle driven primarily off of retail. This cycle thus far driven primarily off of the ETF inflows, right? Also, regional banking crisis. Remember that happening last year? First quarter, it took Bitcoin out from the sub 30,000 level to above 30. And then once we got the news of the ETFs from the likes of BlackRock and these asset managers, that took Bitcoin to a whole new spectrum. We already tapped 74,000-ish this year, about a month and a half ago, mid-March, we hit 73,800, which is currently the local high. Once we re-enter price discovery mode, there's no telling how high we can go. FOMO is very real. We have FOMOs now from other countries and nation states acquiring biddies on the low. Some would argue that Mr. 100, who has been purchasing over 100 Bitcoin a day very persistently and now has over 50,000 Bitcoin on their balance sheet, that can be a nation that just hasn't officially announced it. In fact, according to Max Kaiser, his top contestant or candidate for that would be Abu Dhabi out of the UAE. There's also been a lot of talk with countries of the Middle East, such as the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Iran, Qatar, doubling down, purchasing some Bitcoin or transferring their sovereign wealth fund into Bitcoin. Qatar was meeting with Bukele. You saw their jet, with Bukele. You saw Jeff Bezos was with Michael Saylor. Could Jeff Bezos, one of the richest on paper in the world, already invested into Bitcoin, being he is obviously worth hundreds of billions of dollars. What if, hypothetically speaking, just thinking out loud, what if Amazon were to adopt Bitcoin, right, for all their retail, being the largest retailer in the world? Think about that. What would that do? How much money can be saved by retailers around the world if they were to use a Bitcoin standard? Bitcoin transactions, because the transaction is the settlement. You can be saving potentially whatever the transaction fees are for the payment rails of Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. Maybe it's 2%, maybe it's 2.5%, whatever it is. Imagine millions of transactions at a Walmart being processed in Bitcoin, saving them literally, hundreds of millions or billions of dollars. It'd be an insane amount of money. It's like a win-win. So I think eventually everything flows into Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the ultimate savings. It's the ultimate store of value. It's the ultimate hedge against corrupt governments, in which nobody trusts nowadays. The writing is on the wall, right? It's a hedge against inflation. It's a hedge against deflation. It's an insurance policy. It's a flight to quality. It's a flight to safety. It's immutable. You can't change it. It's unconfiscatable. It's incorruptible. No corrupt government or politician, and give me a hashtag FJB while we're speaking about corrupt politicians, can change that, right? They can try. They can try to scare you. They can try to go after self-custodied wallets. They can do anything they want to do at the end of the day, but you cannot censor free speech. And Bitcoin is protected under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, in which they are trying to destroy. Mark my words, they're trying to destroy our freedoms that we were granted and blessed with in this beautiful country, and they're doing it slowly but surely. So just say no to the overreaching of these corrupt governments around the world. We know what they want. They want war. They want more money printing. They love their fiat monopoly money because they can control it. You know what they despise? Bitcoin, because it separates money from the state. It is the only form of money in which they cannot control. They hate it. They hate it. Bitcoin is thy state's number one enemy. So anything they say, I don't believe them. I watch what they do, right? I can see someone's true intentions by their actions. What they say is irrelevant because they're professional liars, they're professional manipulators, and they're professional con artists, they're professional hucksters. You heard it straight up. And it is what it is. But back to the price action. Bitcoin will hit $1 million just for the fact it's perfect money, right? It's perfect money. It's pristine collateral. For that reason alone, Bitcoin will hit $1 million because you can't print more of it. And as long as you have crazy mofos like myself and like yourselves who are unwilling to sell your Satoshis and hand it over to the BlackRock crooks, as long as you got these folks on the planet, Bitcoin will continue to rise, right? Because it's going to become more and more desirable. It's the only true money. Everything else, monopoly money. Who cares? Even gold, they'll just keep digging and finding more in the ground, for Christ's sake. Volcanoes are spewing gold, right? Places in Africa, they're finding mass amounts of gold. How much gold do you think is in the ocean? Well, here's the question. How much Bitcoin is in the ocean? Maybe some, you guys lost it in a boat accident. But I digress. Anyways, family, I appreciate y'all. When do you feel the Bitcoin price will hit Jack Mahler's target? 250,000 to 1,000,000 this cycle? Let me know in the comments. Holla. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.